Bob Goodman is a committer on the PHP Development Tools Project, a committer on the Web Standard Tools Project, and is a technical lead for the AJAX Toolkit Framework. Today we're talking about ATF, the AJAX Toolkit Framework. Bob, can you tell us about the ATF?
Well, ATF is an integrated development environment for AJAX developers. Plus, it's an extensible framework, so AJAX runtime providers such as Dojo or Scriptactors can plug the runtime in. The idea is that we build the tools that an AJAX developer needs, and runtime providers can then plug into that and have an IDE for their runtime.
So what kind of features do you currently have in ATF that help the AJAX developer?
We have a number of features. Starting from the top, we support creating applications. So we have wizards that help you create a basic template, and then we support drag and drop snippets to build an application. We have a set of browser tooling allows you to inspect the application when running in the browser. We have a DOM inspector where you can look at the DOM nodes, you can modify those nodes, edit those nodes, and then update the browser with the changes. We have a DOM source view that shows you the source for the selected node that you have, and you can edit that and update that to the browser. We have a DOM watcher so that you can pick a node and say, I want to watch all the events going to this node. We have a DOM compare. If you see two nodes on your page being slightly different and you think they should be the same, what you can do is copy the two nodes and compare them, and we'll show you where the differences are. We have a browser console which shows you all the errors or messages coming back from the browser. We have an XHR HTTP request monitor that will show you the request and response going to and from the server. You can look at the headers, plus we format the bodies based off the content type. And we have a val view where you can type in a JavaScript expression and get it evaluated in the current context of the browser. We also have a JavaScript debugger, and it's a full functioning debugger. It has your typical capabilities like, you know, a stack frame, setting breakpoints, changing variables. We also have expression support. And we're all built off an embedded Mozilla browser. So we use Azure Runner, which is the embedded Mozilla browser.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime you run an application in ATF, it runs inside the embedded Mozilla browser.
Right. Now, the application can run either off a server or directly from the file system as well. That's something new I think I saw you talking about the other day.
Yes. Because most applications are just JavaScript, and if you're not really talking to the server yet, you can just run it from within the project. We'll simply launch the embedded browser and run it as a file URL.
And it runs right out of your project, doesn't need to be copied anywhere.
Doesn't need to be copied.
So there's already a lot of great features in ATF. What are you planning? What are you building?
Well, there's one more feature I do want to talk about.
Okay.
Which is, I think is very important, is the fact that we support all the tooling works off of URLs. So, for instance, you can point all the browser tooling or the debugger against any live site, and you can debug that site. Since JavaScript is client programming, you can look at the JavaScript, you can open up the source files. We have a script view that shows you the active scripts. You can open those up and set breakpoints. So you don't actually have to have a project in Eclipse. You can just point ATF at any website and debug it and inspect it.
That's very cool. In fact, I remember seeing that in your demonstration. ATF is a relatively new project, relatively low profile. Are you planning any activities to raise the profile of ATF, make more people aware of it?
Well, we are doing a number of things. We plan a couple of articles and press releases.
Mm-hmm.
We're attending all the AJAX conferences and presenting it there.
How well are the AJAX community receiving ATF?
Some cases very well, in some cases not. The AJAX community is still Emacs-based or text editor-based, and they haven't quite bitten off the idea of an IDE yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily ATF that they haven't bitten off, but the whole idea of using an IDE.
That was pretty common in Java in the early days as well.
Yeah, that's right. I remember my early days in Java, right.
So what kind of penetration, or are you aware of what kind of penetration IDEs have in the AJAX space? I know Venkman, for example, is a JavaScript debugger. Is that commonly used in your experience?
It is. The way most JavaScript, and the reason we're doing ATF, is we want to produce an integrated environment for people.
Sure.
What people have to do today is they have to go out and get BankBent or Firebug. They have to go out and get some web sniffer so they can see the messages going across. They have to get the editors and anything else that they need. So they have to go and collect all these up, and people do that, but then they don't work well together, and they don't play well together, and so the idea of ATF is to bring all that in one environment.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest new feature is macOS support. We've had a lot of requests for that, and we also added in Linux 64-bit support, and we've added in a DOM event watcher, a JavaScript evaluation view, and a DOM compare view. What we plan in the future is to break ATF off into a core ATF that would have the core functionality, and then the runtimes and our personality builder separate. The core ATF would be used by people who want to build products based off ATF because they might want to pick their own runtime and not necessarily have the personality builder.
Mm-hmm.
And then we plan to move to a generic runtime support. Today we picked four or five runtimes, but this Ajax community is moving so fast, the runtime, which is the big guy or the winner this week, is different next week.
Right.
So what we want to do is support a generic Ajax runtime where you can pick any Ajax you want within reason. There are some Ajax runtimes that are very complicated,
mm-hmm.
but pick anyone that you want. You can just point to it and then use it within ATF.
I recall you saying the other day, too, that you were looking at possibly supporting other browsers. I would assume that ZuleRunner, you've got hooks into ZuleRunner to allow you to inspect DOMs and allow you to do debugging.
Yes.
Are similar hooks available in Firefox and Internet Explorer?
Essentially what ZuleRunner is, it's Firefox 2. It's an embedded version of Firefox 2.
Mm-hmm.
There are hooks there. The problem is we don't have legal access. Well, to get access to the DLLs to actually get into the hooks, you have to install Studio, Microsoft Studio,
mm-hmm.
which makes a difficult shipping.
sure. Certainly some licensing issues.
You can tell them, go get Studio. There is a version for you that would have the information in it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of a little hard thing to do. So we are looking at the problem, and it is a big goal for us to support IE,
mm-hmm.
but we're still trying to work it out.
And I understand there was some, maybe I could be making this up, I do that, some effort to better incorporate the ZuleRunner so that it's not installed and activated externally.
Yeah, ZuleRunner right now is you have to download it,
yep.
and then you... They have a command which allows you what they call register it.
Mm-hmm.
The command will take anything that you type and say okay. So what occurs is people type something wrong, and it's easy just to mistype one little thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just says okay, it's all done, right? And then we can't find ZuleRunner. So the idea is that we're going to package ZuleRunner as a plugin, put it up on the Mozilla site, and then when you install ATF, we'll automatically drag it down and just put it in your Eclipse environment and then just run it from there.
Is there anything that you need from the community?
All I can say is that we are interested in people using it. We are in incubation phase, so we're very free to make changes. So what we want is to have people use it and tell us what they don't like. We really like to know what you don't like,
mm-hmm.
so we know that we can change.
Sounds like a reasonable request. Certainly for something that has potential to be really powerful, I imagine there should be a fairly large audience out there that'd be interested in this. I know that I'm blogging about it because I'm pretty excited about it. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of the book.
I will.